On Thursday night, as we chanted the Tenebrae for Good Friday, St. Paul told us in his words to the Hebrews, Festinemus ergo ingredi in illam requiem. Let us make haste, therefore, to enter in to such a rest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is Holy Saturday. Almighty God rests on this Sabbath day, and he surveys what he has made, and he sees that it is good, and he rests. God's Son today sleeps on yet in the sepulcher. His adorable body, reposing in the tomb, sign and promise of his future Eucharistic presence in our midst, which will return in a little bit with the consecration of the Mass today. Our Lord, amongst us, in his adorable body, in the blessed sacrament of the tabernacle, and received into the sepulchre of our hearts, our living Lord. Today, God's Son rests, having redeemed us. He surveys what he has recreated by the cross, and he sees that it is good. God rests today. God knows we could use a little rest too, but don't worry, that's coming. You all be faithful for a bit longer. We certainly could use a little rest this spring Saturday after so long a winter, not of our discontent. God knows we are quite content with what his providence deems to give us. But it has indeed been a winter of work, hasn't it? Our Ash Wednesday leading into our Lent, and then our Holy Week and our Triduum and our Tenebrae. And God knows that we could use a little rest this Sabbath day. But just as we were gearing up for Easter and Lent on the 70th day before Septuagesima Sunday, by custom at our church we sing that encouraging hymn, Come Labor On, as we put away the celestial hymn of the Alleluia, which we've just taken out now, that very powerful and beautiful prayer. Come labor on, the church encourages her children. I remember my mother used to often quote her mother. She would say, there's no rest for the wicked. And she would repeat it often. I remember it well. And isn't that true? Here we are, we're just wicked sinners. So there's not meant to be much rest for us. We have work still to do. And that is why we are here in church this great preparation day of our Pasch, and we are working still. Now, today we have worked by the light, for we are children of the light, and the night is past, and the day is at hand. So the first thing we did this morning was to go outdoors, out into the world, as it were, and bless the fire. And then you saw them, the servers, spread the blessed fire everywhere throughout the church. And then, during the long lessons, the last bit of Lent in the purple, we recalled all that God has done for us since the beginning, and we blessed God for his goodness. But having done that, we could not yet hasten to enter into our rest. Still work to be done, still souls to be delivered. There's still a Red Sea to be crossed. And so we went down to the font, like the hart panting after the running waters, and we blessed the water and made it to be holy and put the Holy Ghost into it, so it would have the power to wash away our sins. And when we look at the water, or when the fire does as it's told, We remember the lesson we already saw on Holy Thursday, which the oil taught us, and the bread, and the water, and the wine, that creatures obey their Creator perfectly. It's a reproach, but we try not to be downcast, but rather to be elevated and edified, because the world which surrounds us gives us still such a good example of obedience. And now, last of all, having exorcised and blessed fire and water, and then our catechumen, we've just come from singing our triumph. Our work is almost done for this year, and yes, our rest awaits us. And the threefold Alleluia, three, of course, always three. Three children, have you noticed it throughout the Holy Week? Always three for the adorable persons of the Trinity. Three times the Alleluia, intoned by the bishop and taken up by the choir. This mystic Hebrew chant of victory and of prayer, the praise of God, it's meant to wake us up, if the bells hadn't already done that job, at the Gloria. It is an exorcism, you know, St. Jerome says that. A short one, Alleluia, but a very powerful one, and that's why it has its place in the St. Anthony brief, which you and I should pray every day. Holy fire, holy water, the driving out of demons, these things Almighty God gives us and restores to us today. They stay with us, the fruit of our Sabbath day labors this holy Saturday, and with them the promise of rest. Now, where is Jesus today, children? Where's our Lord right now? He's down beneath the earth in limbo. As we pray in the Creed, he descended into hell, what our fathers called the harrowing of hell. He frightened the demons and the damned souls, and he filled with hope the holy souls of limbo, but also of purgatory, who were waiting for the Savior to come and open up the gates of heaven. Our rest beckons to us almost now, along with our reward for our work, surely well done, this Lent, this Holy Week, and this Triduum. And this day, which for us mystically or liturgically has been night, and now has given way to dawn. But how can we enter into rest when we think of those who, in the words of the 94th Psalm, the Church prays every morning at the very beginning of her morning prayers, who harden their hearts in this life and who cannot yet enter into their rest? How can you and I sit back and take off our shoes and loosen the collar and pour ourselves a little something when there are so many souls who are so hot and so weary and so parched with thirst, and they have no light, and they dearly want the holy water? We speak of rest this Sabbath day, but they are held back still today from their Requiem Aeternam this Holy Saturday. What we have, the blessed light, the holy water, the powerful prayers, and most of all, after a day without it, we appreciate it so much, I mean the Holy Mass and Holy Communion, the riches which we possess, in some sense we could say, the souls in purgatory covet. And think of it, how often you and I value very lightly a Holy Mass. or two, we'd say. But it is so precious to the holy souls that some of them procure, through God's goodness, permission to come back to earth from purgatory, to leave for a little bit the church suffering, to make a visit, a pleading prayer to the church militant. I almost called her the church working today. And you know, sometimes when souls first come back out of purgatory to ask for prayers, I mean the kind of souls we spoke of yesterday who were saved just because they didn't hate God or just because someone said a prayer for anybody and God applied it to that soul. Souls, I mean, who are saved, St. Paul says, yet so as by fire. Sometimes they come back with great fuss and clangor, a bit like the wind making all that noise during the lessons this morning. And sometimes the souls who come back to ask for prayers misbehave themselves, and they're rather rude. They don't know how to act in the house of God, but that may be because they are being tortured. They are, even as our Lord spoke of demons in the Gospel for the third Sunday of Lent, they are seeking rest. They come back to our house looking for that repose. And if you ask them what they want, they may tell you that they want light because they are in such darkness. Blessed candles and light, how precious they are to purgatory souls. And then after that, they're thirsty. They want water, holy water, which we use and sprinkle and which relieves their dry and parched throats. And they want, most of all from us, prayer. More prayer, the most powerful prayer, the Holy Mass. But these begging souls will not leave us until they receive one last blessing, I think, for the end of this Lent and on our Holy Saturday. We've blessed candles and fire and holy water and prayers and chants. And what remains? Ah, it is to remember that today is Saturday, Mary's day. And with her prayer of thanksgiving, we will end our Easter vigil together. Magnificat, my soul doth magnify the Lord. And with these words, the first Vespers will usher in the Easter feast. Even as the Magnificat every evening ends the devil's dominion over the day. He is deposed. Deposuit potentes de sede. Put down the mighty from their seats. Her Magnificat, our Blessed Mother's, ushers in today our Easter rest. A little repose which you and I could both use, truth to tell. Our Easter rest, may it coincide this year with their eternal rest as we pray, eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. They are not at rest, nor are we, until they are given Mary, Our Lady of the Light. Sometimes they say when souls in purgatory leave, they weep. They only leave when finally someone says a prayer for them to the Blessed Mother, and they weep, they only weep out of joy, because they are so very happy. May God bless you. May He bless your tears, and may He bless your smiles. May He bless the holy souls for whom we have prayed so devoutly this long Lent. May He reward them and you with rest this day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.